Audiomo, Day 10. This is June 10th, 2020. 30 days in June, 30 pieces of daily content. So let's get started. Today, I want to talk about design principles. Credit where it's due. This is something I got inspiration from an episode of the Boag World podcast. It's aimed at people who design, develop, and manage websites on a daily basis. So if that's what you're into, it's definitely worth checking out. While designing anything, how do you make decisions on what's best? I'm going to share with you some design principles I follow for website design, at least to the extent that it's possible, based on the client's requirements. As Jack Sparrow famously said, something to the effect of, they're more of a guide and less of a rule. Although companies ranging from Airbnb to IBM are adopting UI design principles, so maybe they're onto something. Whatever your principles should be might vary depending on the nature of the industry. But I think the broad categories I use can apply to anything, ranging from pottery to service industries. The broad categories are focused, so focus on a job to be done. Inclusive, include as many people as practical. Aware, stay aware of who you are serving and how the needs among them can vary. Flexible, be willing to adjust things to help accommodate your people. Kind. Doing any of the above is kind, but base every choice on just being nice to people. So, here are the design principles I have on my wall for me to ensure that I follow them. My design principles: to be focused, so reduce copy, keep the information architecture shallow, create limited call to actions, so this is things like buttons and other user interface elements which distract from the main tasks. Don't overcomplicate things in technology. Focus on the top tasks, not features that people don't want. Make the design focused on what the site's about. To be inclusive, include accessibility guidelines, so best practices basically. Include different users and different devices. Performance is part of being inclusive, making sure that people with older devices don't get hammered. Ensure the design degrades gracefully for less sophisticated browsers. So basically, if someone is using an outdated web browser, you want design to still be functional, even if it won't look as nice as it would on a more modern browser. Include people on slow connections or using older machines. So for example, you want to make sure that you're not using imagery or videos which are much bigger than they need to be. And being aware, be aware of the brand of the client, the data analytics, the client needs all together, making sure we collaborate with them. The top tasks of their audience, we've got to be aware of those. Aware of users' challenges, and aware of things like design trends in their industry, and what are their competitors doing. Always make sure that we're aware of all of this stuff. And being flexible, don't be precious in our designs. We have to kill our darlings when we need to. Don't hold things to heart. We need to be flexible to get rid of things. Be flexible by building things in a component-based kind of way, so things are literally flexible and they can be used in different positions. Be flexible with clients. So when they have new needs, we're flexible with what they want to achieve. And also being kind. All the above is being kind, but also, we don't trick people with dark patterns. Don't confuse people with weird design choices or patterns. Don't make life hard for people, for mobile users. Don't make people wait around for stuff to appear. So in conclusion, if you set similar foundational design principles, then I think you will find you do get better quality design. As we've seen from things like ramps and taps, accessibility isn't just good for people with limitations. If you've ever noticed someone pulling something like a pram up a ramp, or noticed some taps are easier to use than others, then it's clear that taking such things into account can benefit everyone. That's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, remember you can find me on Twitter at DeanIsMe, spelled DeanIsMe. If you want to listen to more of Dean Talks or other fine podcasts, then you can find them on thegreatshows.com. I'm Dean Gibson, signing off.